Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't lose sight of the other big story that is taking place. The impeachment of the President of the United States. The trial, which we are waiting to get details about, that at some point will begin in the Senate. Julie Grace Brufke is the congressional reporter for The Hill newspaper and joins us from D.C. this morning. Julie Grace, I appreciate you joining us. What are you hearing? When will the trial start in the Senate?
Thanks for having me, John. Now, yeah. Senator John Cornyn had said yesterday that he expects things to kind of start to kick off Tuesday. Now, it's going to be a big day in the House. Nancy Pelosi is expected to meet with her caucus. We're supposed to discuss impeachment managers. There's a vote on that later this week that's expected, and then the article should be heading over shortly after that.
And when we talk about the impeachment managers, those of us who covered the Clinton impeachment trial recognize the folks who were sent over to, I mean, I'm saying air quotes, prosecute President Clinton. Who is on the short list to do that job from the House this time?
Yes, so Nancy Pelosi so far has been very tight-lipped about who she plans to select. I've talked to sources close to her that said it's probably just her and Adam Schiff that know at this point. But a lot of people speculate. Obviously, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are two names that pop up that are almost definite yeses. Eric Swalwell's name, Val Demings' name, Sheila Jackson Lee's name have popped up. Now, I talked to a senior source yesterday that he said that he expects roughly 8 to 10 managers probably to head over there. And then there's talk on the Republican side of potentially having some of his biggest defender, Trump's biggest defenders in the House, potentially joining his legal team. Those names are Jim Jordan, Ratcliffe, kind of people that were at the forefront there during the impeachment hearings.
So is everybody scrambling for this job? I mean, it really is kind of a high profile position for members of the House who are scrambling for TV time and radio time, and they want to be in the newspaper to get attention. This is a big, it could be a big deal for them.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm sure there are definitely a lot of members I've talked to that have been sending Nancy Pelosi letters kind of requesting to be considered for this job. So I think they're going to have like a big chat today during their caucus meeting, kind of solidify things, make sure that everybody's on the same page, and see where things go from there. It'll be a big announcement probably later today, if not tomorrow.
So is there any consideration still on the Hill to the idea of just dismissing the impeachment without starting a trial? I think the president is still kind of floating that out there, but anybody talking about that on the Hill now?
Yeah. I think that President Trump and Mitch McConnell would really like to see that, but there are four senators on the GOP side that said they would like to see additional witnesses. They'd like to hear from John Bolton. So I don't think that's a possibility right now unless something major changes within the next few days. But I think we're going to see a trial.
And how about the witnesses issue? How is that being adjudicated?
Now, the witnesses issue, now, a lot of conservatives are like, traditionally, with impeachment, we should be running and off what happened in the House or run that trial off of what the findings are. We shouldn't have additional witnesses, fact witnesses that they didn't hear from in the House. So a lot of people are kind of butting heads there right now. That being said, I think Chuck Schumer, if you really can garner those four votes, that's a huge win for Democrats. Not sure what information would come out if John Bolton ends up testifying.
And so what, Bill Clinton had, his trial had 3 witnesses, Johnson's impeachment had 41 witnesses, and surely, I mean, have we pinned down a number on how many people would be called here? Is that one part of the negotiation?
Now, I would have to talk to some more sources to get more details on that. I cover most of the House, but I'd have to talk to my Senate colleagues. But Bolton's name is one of the big ones that popped up, and there's a couple other names that I've heard floated. Mitch McConnell said when the trial comes up, he'd like to run it like the trial that Bill Clinton saw. So those are kind of the details we're seeing from the Senate now.
Are other things happening on the Hill, or is everybody just paralyzed waiting for this to be disposed of?
Well, I think Iran is still kind of a big issue right now. And I know I've talked to a lot of moderate Democrats in the House that would like to see a lot of other things move to kind of get things off impeachment, given that it's not necessarily a topic that plays well in their districts back home heading into an election year, especially those that kind of won in districts that Trump had won in 2016. So I think you're going to see them try and act on some other things, as Nancy Pelosi says, to try and demonstrate they can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah. Julie Grace Brufke is the congressional reporter for the Hill newspaper, live for us from Washington this morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
7:12 on this Tuesday morning. We'll come back and we'll take a look at the roads. We've had a couple of problems this morning. And then the rain still coming down heavy in some places around Central Virginia. That's next on News Radio WRVA.